All right, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key facts about Memorial Day in the United States. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. You'll learn 7 facts about Memorial Day, fast, clear, and ready for your exam. Let's memorialize our minds with meaningful Memorial Day moments. Fact number 1. Memorial Day is a US federal holiday observed on the last Monday in May to honor military personnel who died in service. In simpler terms, it is the nation's dedicated day of mourning for the fallen. Historically, it began by honoring Union Civil War dead, then expanded after the World Wars to include all US service members who died in the line of duty. Here's the key point. The last Monday in May is the date. The solemn purpose is at the center. The barbecues are optional. The remembrance is not. Quick check on fact number 1. On which day is Memorial Day observed? Correct answer. The last Monday in May. Memory aid for fact number 1. Last Monday in May, we honor and pray. Let's move right along. Fact number 2. The first national observance, then called Decoration Day, was ordered by General John A. Logan for May 1868. Think about it this way. Local traditions existed, especially in the South, but Logan used his role leading the Grand Army of the Republic to nationalize a common practice and pick a unifying date. May wasn't tied to a single battle, and flowers would be in bloom in the north. That helped the observance feel inclusive and timely. Quick check on fact number 2. Who ordered the first national observance of Decoration Day? Correct answer, General John A. Logan. Memory aid for fact number 2. Logan in 1868 made the date. All right, next up, fact number 3. Southern women's groups, notably the Ladies Memorial Association of Columbus, Georgia, initiated annual grave decorating practices as early as 1866. From a practical angle, this shows how civilian-led remembrance can scale to a national ritual. Women organized programs, tended cemeteries, and standardized ceremonies. Their work laid the groundwork that Logan's order later amplified nationwide. Quick check on fact number 3. Which group initiated early Memorial Day practices? Correct answer, the Ladies Memorial Association of Columbus, Georgia. Memory aid for fact number 3, Southern Ladies Lead laid the seed. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 4. In May 1865, freed black residents in Charleston, South Carolina, reburied and honored 257 Union soldiers with a massive parade and ceremony. Here's where it gets interesting. Some historians call this the first Memorial Day. Whether or not it directly led to Logan's proclamation, the event itself is well documented and profoundly significant. Newly emancipated people asserting memory, dignity, and gratitude for those who fought for their freedom. Quick check on fact number 4. Where did freed black residents hold a significant Memorial Day event in May 1865? Correct answer, Charleston, South Carolina. Memory aid for fact number 4, Charleston in May 1865, freedom begun. On to the next point. Fact number 5. By 1890, all northern states recognized Decoration Day. The term Memorial Day started gaining use by 1882, and became official in 1967. The big idea is that language caught up with practice. As the country's commemorations broadened beyond the Civil War, the name Memorial Day better captured the inclusive national scope of remembrance. Quick check on fact number 5. When did Memorial Day become the official term? Correct answer, 1967. Memory aid for fact number 5, 67, name in heaven. Let's keep it going. Fact number 6. The Uniform Monday Holiday Act passed in 1968 moved Memorial Day to the last Monday in May. The change took effect in 1971. Practically, this created a dependable 3-day weekend, which boosted travel and leisure. some worry that diluted the day's solemn focus. That debate led to reminders like the National Moment of Remembrance at 3:00 p.m. local time, instituted in 2000 to nudge us back toward reflection. Quick check on fact number 6. When did the Uniform Monday Holiday Act take effect? Correct answer, 1971. Memory aid for fact number 6, 71, Monday fun. All right then, fact number 7. Traditional observances include placing flags on graves, playing taps, and following flag protocol. Raise the flag briskly to full staff at sunrise, lower to half staff until noon, then return to full staff for the rest of the day. Let's clarify the symbolism. The half staff honors the fallen. The return to full staff after noon represents the living nation's resolve to continue their cause and remember their sacrifice. Many communities also hold wreath layings, moments of silence, and ceremonies at national cemeteries. Quick check on fact number 7. What is the flag protocol on Memorial Day? Correct answer. Half staff until noon, then full staff. Memory aid for fact number 7. Noon lifts the gloom. Okay, moving forward to a quick recap. Rapid fire checks to lock this in. Recap. Fact number 1. On which day is Memorial Day observed? Correct answer, the last Monday in May. Recap, fact number 2. Who ordered the first national observance of Decoration Day? Correct answer, General John A. Logan. Recap, fact number 3. Which group initiated early Memorial Day practices? Correct answer, Ladies Memorial Association of Columbus, Georgia. Recap, fact number 4. Where did freed black residents hold a significant Memorial Day event in May 1865? Correct answer, Charleston, South Carolina. Recap, fact number 5. When did Memorial Day become the official term? Correct answer, 1967. Recap, fact number 6. When did the Uniform Monday Holiday Act take effect? Correct answer, 1971. Recap, fact number 7. What is the flag protocol on Memorial Day? Correct answer, half staff until noon, then full staff. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Let that sink in, and I'll catch you next time on Cliff Notes 7 to Know.